This is the Seth and Colby Show. Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show? Then listen close. It will be assumed that you were at least 18 years of age when participating in the Seth and Colby Show. All references to persons, living or dead, are purely satirical and should not be taken as gospel. If you would like to participate in a Seth and Colby Show contest, you must be 18 years or older. Only one winner per household per 60 days. Friends, family, and co-workers of the staff of the Seth and Colby Show are not eligible to win prizes. Have a great holiday from the lawyers at Duo.com.
Hello, Colby.
What's up, Seth?
How you doing?
Pretty good.
I haven't seen you in like 2 days.
I know.
You're talking to me with your badass laugh.
So weird.
Yep. Matthew.
Yes.
But I'm pissed at you.
Are you eating at the very beginning of the show?
I'm pissed at you.
Why are you angry at me?
Because you didn't give me the damn camera.
Hey, that was not my fault.
That was completely your...
What?
Damn. Here we go again.
It's completely your fault.
It was not.
It was too.
No one was here when I came. I drove from my bed.
Yep.
In,
okay. From your
in
bed.
Kansas,
yep. Yep.
4 miles away,
right.
To come bring you the camera.
Really? Yeah.
Got here. No one answered the door because you were at your grandma's doing naughty things or whatever you were doing there.
Oh, my gosh.
Fixing a damn TV.
That's what you want to call it. All you right. know, we got different
yep,
names
that,
for it.
That is what
Colby's
I
into GILFs.
I'm in the what?
GILFs.
She just made up a term.
That's. No.
That's not a real term.
That's nasty.
It scares me. Matthew's into all ILFs.
What? No.
But
no.
His MILF is a man.
Ew.
That's what the M stands for.
Oh.
Man, I'd like to ask.
So it goes from man to dad to grandpa to...
Yeah. So... DILF. A DILF. A dad.
That's a great wow. conversation for the beginning of the show.
I don't know how we got on this. Oh, because of Whitney.
How is... Oh, yeah. It is.
Everything is Whitney's fault all the time.
Yep.
All right, well, anyway, welcome to the show.
Woo.
We're here. It's a new episode. This
yep.
is the week before I get married.
Yay!
I forgot the show prep.
Smooth move.
Matthew wrote his apology letter. He's going to dance in his boxers for us today, or we're going to strip him naked and throw his clothes outside.
Oh, well, nice. Colby, I noticed on your roof there's
dancing.
a computer or there's iPod a, cable.
Yeah, where?
What?
Yeah.
On the roof.
Yeah.
Colby.
Oh, yeah. I threw it out my window because it's broken, and my dad's like, hey, you want this? And threw it out the window, but it didn't go in the window.
Okay.
Your dad got angry and threw something out the window?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
He was outside. He's like, hey, you need this? And almost hit me in the head.
All right.
He did throw a football through the window and hit me in the face, though.
Nice.
I threw it right back at his ass. That's what I did. He could suck it.
I'll teach him. Okay. Well, I really want to drink this.
Well, so too bad. We got to wait until after the opening.
Taurine, L-carotene.
He's talking about cocaine, everyone. The cocaine energy drink.
Is that last word diarrhea on there?
Yep.
No.
Yep.
D-ribose. That's not even a real thing.
You're a real thing.
Ingredients. Carbonated water, dextrose, citric acid, cocaine. Yeah.
It'd be funny if there was
like
cocaine
how it says,
in there.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food or Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose or treat, cure any disease.
So it won't fix Matthew then?
Nope. Why does Matthew have a weird hairstyle today?
Look at his mustache, dude.
I Whoa.
Now isn't that, you
that's
can't
a,
stop looking at it now, can you?
Flesh-colored mustache.
I know. He's got the weirdest hair ever. Like, his hair on the top of his head is blonde and everywhere else is red.
Yeah.
He's got the red pubis that Borat that's... wants. It's gross.
Matthew, what's wrong with you?
I don't
know. How come your rooftop doesn't match the curtains?
I don't know.
We need to dye his pubes on this show.
Oh, God, no.
Dye it pink.
Scary.
No.
That wouldn't show up well.
Scary sight.
No, we need to do like blue or green.
Am I on right now?
Actually, yeah. Seth already did that with frosting.
You
remember?
Did do that,
yeah,
Seth?
I covered his genitals in blue frosting. And it was like the cheap fake blue frosting that you get at like Walmart.
Yeah.
And so it left a blue stain all over his wang dangle. It was pretty great, actually.
So did you look like a Smurf down below for a few months?
For a few days.
That's yeah, it. And we told everybody on the show that it was Brian who did it.
That's amazing.
Where are my glasses?
Because Brian's into that.
Yeah, he has frosting penises. What are you talking about?
Where did my glasses go?
They're on your microphone stand right in front of you.
Couldn't see that for
good job, Colby.
You look better now with the crown and the glasses.
He's looks
I'm a badass
super
king.
Badass.
That's what we are.
God. Ass king. Okay. All right. Let's start the show.
Live from White Trash, Wichita, Kansas, broadcasting in high-definition digital audio, it's the Seth and Colby Show with your hosts, Seth Neiman.
We're kicking it old school today with this tune.
Colby Newman.
I feel really gay right now.
And your co-host, Matthew Riddle.
I have no idea what's going on today.
And bootylicious Whitney Million.
The gay guy at the Zales flirted with me.
Special guest from across America, including you. Participate in the 7 Colby Show via telephone from anywhere in America. 1-316-665-7338. Email the show from anywhere in the world. Email at SethAndColby.com.
All right, welcome to the show, everybody.
Way to go, Whitney.
Hello. My timing is way off today.
You want to start the show over? Try it again.
No.
Okay. Well, you can call us anytime, 1-316-665-7338. You can call us not anytime. Why did I say anytime? Only Saturday, 1 to 3 o'clock Central Time, unless you want to go to voicemail. Except for today, because I left the power cord to my laptop at my house. And so because of that, I'm going to only open my laptop and take phone calls when we need it, for sure. So I left it closed, because I'm going to need to read Matthew's 6-page apology letter off that laptop, because I left the show prep at work, because I'm forgetful. But don't forget to watch us live every Saturday at live.7colby. Join our Facebook group, facebook.7colby.
Do they just type live.7colby and that's it?
Well, .com.
Oh, yeah.
I figured that our audience
would be... .net or .org or .tv. Dot my ass. I mean, either one.
We need
work.
To get a dot my ass.
That would be awesome.
Seth and Colby dot my ass. That's what we need to tell everybody now. We need to put that on business cards. Dot my ass. Anyway, what else? Shop.SethAndColby.com.
Oh, God.
Don't Seth buy any of those shirts.
.com/myspace. Don't buy any of our merch.
Trying to get money, but it's not working.
I don't know what else to say.
We're
just
all good.
Just watch us. Oh, an email. Email at SethAndColby.com.
Yes. That's an important one.
We've got a great show. I would try to remember the prep, but I forgot it. Sarah's bachelor party was last night. Matthew is here.
Wow. He drove his own car this week.
He did. Matthew, are you driving that legally?
Yes.
Good. That's good.
Anyways, I saw Iron Man
for the third time last night.
Third time,
damn
people.
You. Third time. I still have not seen it. My brother's seen it twice
and
now.
And Brooke was really gay to me again.
Well, it's that's not surprising.
It's getting pretty scary.
He tried to rape you during the movie?
Like, I got a video that I took in the theater, and he was squeezing my breast, like, through the whole time.
Dear God.
Oh, wow.
It was freaky.
What was I talking?
Scary, scary.
Did Shay just say something?
Yeah.
Okay, Shay, you sound like a really scary man. I thought that someone was coming to kill me.
God.
Oh, my God. Strangers. Wow.
Brooke wants to see that. Brooke and Ryan want to
really
see that.
Wanna
I'm
see
like,
that.
Well, I
might. I'm going to stay here and be a puss.
Go to it.
What movie?
The Strangers. That about
okay. Seriously,
if you were here last week,
you
would know what that movie is.
Jerk.
Yeah, but
you
no,
big jerk, you,
you
jackass.
With your flesh-colored beard, had to be
fatty,
gay, somewhere
head.
Else.
Death punker. I have a headache. I want to drink this cocaine because my head hurts.
All right,
I'm drinking.
Want to do it? All right. I'm not. I'm gonna wait till like the end of the show.
Well, I'm the thirsty son.
Because it smells like berries.
I had Ryan, Brooke, and Paul drink that in front of me, and they all, like, their throats started to burn, like, seriously burn.
That's
like,
delicious.
With fire and rage.
That is delicious.
Well, then you can take all 26 of them, okay?
You serious? You don't like this?
I haven't tried it yet.
This is like fruit. It burns the throat a little, but that's the only thing. Like, it tastes amazing.
Whiskey.
Well,
burns
then
a lot
I'll
more.
Then I'll buy the cut cocaine when it comes out. That's without the burn. Should I drink it now?
That's good.
Yeah, I'll drink it.
It burns my throat. It is burning.
Like really bad?
Well, it's kind of like if you ate a spicy burrito.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know how, like,
they told me it was like fire, not like.
Fire!
They're not, like,
gay.
Spicy.
Well, it's like, you know how, like, it's spicy on your tongue and your tongue tingles?
Yeah.
It's like that, but in your throat. So it's not unbelievably terrible. But it's got a good taste.
It doesn't burn at all.
It'll start. It gets a little worse after a while.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That doesn't taste good.
You don't like it? Dude, I think it's beautiful. I would make love
to this
drink.
That's disgusting. Oh my
God.
It doesn't burn at all, really. It's just like a tingle, yeah.
Yeah.
But it tastes.
Tastes good.
I think it tastes good. Matthew
tastes
can't
like
any.
Crap, and I would say the other word, but I remembered before.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, well, anyway, so I don't know where we should get started. We can talk about me and Colby going to Riverfest.
No.
Or you guys went to Riverfest?
Yeah. Or we could talk to Matthew.
Just do something
not
without
talk.
Me for a second.
Okay.
No, never mind. Never mind. It's right here.
Are you having problems finding things right in
yep.
front of you?
Yes.
These
Colby's gone blind.
Oh, glasses. They yeah, hand on your vision. Okay, and we could also talk about Matthew doing his apology letter. I think we should save that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could talk about how I still don't have all the invitations set out for my wedding.
What?
Talk about that.
Dude.
Who do you still have to send it out
Dude.
To?
I don't know. Three people I don't know.
Take a drink of that. Take a drink of cocaine. Okay?
Yeah.
And take a drink of this. It tastes pretty good.
Coke and cocaine.
Yep. The mix.
That actually gets rid of the burn.
Yep.
Okay, so that's just freaking me out.
If you mix Coke and cocaine,
Coke
you're
cocaine.
Not burn. Coke cocaine.
That's what you gotta call it. Okay, wow. So what was it? Oh, yeah, we don't have all the invitations
like
set out. We don't have the music picked out yet for the ceremony.
Isn't it like this Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday. And we also don't have the ceremony actually laid out. Like, that's what we're doing tomorrow.
I'll get Colton's band.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
That's what
Let's
want.
Do that.
We'll do that. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
That's going to happen.
Definitely.
Well, and there was something else. I had this all written down on the prep, which I forgot.
Yeah, you're a moron.
Smooth move.
So music, don't have done invitations. Oh, we don't have the wedding license yet.
Don't have the ring yet.
No, we have the ring.
Yours.
Yeah, but we bought Sarah's, so we're going to have it the 22nd, so it'll be okay. We're coming Thursday.
Oh, really?
But at our next show, which we'll tape Wednesday, by the way, that reminds me, Wednesday, or this next show, watch us Wednesday, because there's not going to be one Saturday.
Yep.
There'll
that
be a new...
One person that's watching.
There'll be a new episode on Saturday, but there won't be a live show on Saturday. It'll be Wednesday night, but we might not even do that live.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But anyway, if you want to watch, it's going to be Wednesday at some time. But anyway, so, if I don't have the things done by Wednesday, that's when you should start worrying. Like, if I don't have... I'm not going to send out the rest of the invitations.
I wouldn't.
Just F
yeah.
it.
Yeah. There's right. no point.
So, we could choose right now for the rest of the show.
Uh-huh.
Nothing on my face.
Okay.
Or glasses. Or just the crown. Or the crown and glasses.
I say crown and glasses.
Yeah, crown and glasses.
For the remaining show?
Yeah, for the yes. remainder of the show.
That makes me happy.
Yeah, all right. Badass king.
Sweet.
Yes.
Ass king.
And, Matthew, did you find a suit?
We think we might have found one. Maybe.
What's it look like?
Black.
Unacceptable.
With stripes on it. White stripes.
It's got to be light blue. What are you talking about?
Colby's getting a bright orange
black.
Suit.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
You know, you have enough money, Colby. Your parents are men's and women's of means. You should buy a blue suit and a regular one. And show up in your blue one
suit.
Just to freak Sarah out.
Wow. That'd be so funny.
Be funny. And then get one for Matthew, too. But make his, like, a thong suit. Borat swimsuit.
No.
No.
That'll
we'll
just
get
burn
matching
my
suits,
eyes.
Me and Matthew.
And no, you should do the Dumb and Dumber. No. Like, you'll be blue and he'll be orange and you can have a big sword fight going down the aisle.
All right.
But sweet. Not with swords. That was over the line.
Oh, my.
Oh. Their penises will touch.
That
would be scary.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
Don't encourage Matthew because I have to walk down the aisle with him.
Oh, that's right. You have to touch him and stuff.
Yep, I do.
Yeah. There's a thing where in order to give away the maid of honor or whatever it is, they're going to have to kiss deep with tongue.
No.
Yeah, it's one of our traditions.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can't,
God, no.
So you can't F our traditions.
Oh, I will.
Speaking of effing, that's going to be the after. You know, they always say it, the best man sleeps with the bride's maid of honor.
Yeah.
They're going to
yeah.
get it on.
Sure.
Womp, womp. If I had that sound effect, it'd be
bow,
much better to play.
Bow, wow.
Yeah.
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Did you say brown chicken, brown cow?
Yes. Have you not heard that joke?
No.
I'm pretty sure we've said
what?
That show.
You've never heard that joke before?
No. Does it have anything to do with the Jews in the oven?
No.
Okay.
What? Winnie, I don't remember it. You tell
I
it.
Don't remember how it goes
I'm pretty
either.
Sure it was like, so this... Brown chicken and this brown cow. We're getting it on. What do you call it? Brown chicken, brown cow.
Yeah, something like that. Or like
wow,
music in the background.
Thank
was,
you.
I don't know. Something weird like that. I remember hearing it in my faith and learning class, which is retarded.
Okay, they're whispering something.
What? Wait,
we're
what?
They're whispering
we're
sweet nothings to each other.
Shay's
what's
here.
Gonna happen after the show?
There's like 14 dogs.
I
in
know.
Here.
I don't like my dogs.
What were they doing in here?
They could die.
I don't know. Just chillax.
My mom left them in here.
She doesn't love them anymore.
Because she's forgetful.
She's like, oh, like where's my dogs? Ah, who cares?
Yeah, definitely like me. Because I can't see the things in front of me.
It's all right. Exactly. I'm forgetful also.
Yep, you
I'm
are.
I'm putting stuff up here.
Why are you cutting it on the mixer?
Well, because... $20. Yeah, that's my 20 bucks, though. Did you just say the F word?
Yep, he did.
Yep. Sorry.
I don't have my notepad.
Sweet. I'll write it down.
1530. And we get to slap Matthew later.
Yay.
No, now we just get to... Now we don't have to feel any remorse stripping him naked.
Oh, why isn't it typing? This is bull.
Is it on numlock?
No.
Sure.
Stupid notepad. Piece of crap. I found out that on Macs, when you open more than one notepad, it doesn't work. Or at least on mine.
I don't know what you mean by notepad.
15.
You mean text edit or stickies?
No, I mean in the dashboard.
So stickies.
No.
There's no such thing as notepad on Mac.
Oh, never mind.
That's Windows.
Yeah.
Stickies are what they're called on the dashboard. Okay, you're staring me down with the glasses. I'm sorry.
No, it's... Look. It's
whoa, they updated
like
Gmail. It looks weird.
What?
Okay, hold on. We gotta find Matthew's email here.
Now
we're saving that
this.
For later.
We are saving it for later. I'm just finding it.
Oh.
Just opening it, bitch.
Jeez, calm down.
Gosh.
Oh my god.
Wow. Okay, I went to my all mail. All right,
excuse me.
Yeah? What?
Why is there a bookmark with youporn.com on it?
Well, who's been using your computer?
Oh, wow. I let Ryan use it all last night.
Oh gosh.
I came home from the movie, went to sleep.
Well, he was whacking it while you were asleep.
Oh, God.
By the way, that little blanket underneath your desk over there, that's what he used to cover himself up with.
Oh, God.
There's no blanket. Oh, shit.
Wow, good job, Seth.
All right,
I'm glad you, yeah,
producer. Woo!
Wow,
smooth move.
Good job.
Okay, well, Matthew gets a free pass.
Yay!
That was seriously like,
where'd it all go?
It was on my wallet. There's a few drops on your headphone. I just
what?
Oh God!
What?
What? What do you
give
need?
The headphones. Give me the headphones. I need wipe them off.
I need like a towel.
That's what she said.
Oh, that was seriously bad. Because I seriously said F me, and then I said OS, and then I realized what I said, and almost said OS again because I cussed because I'm smart.
Did you actually cuss?
Yes.
Yeah.
Twice.
Nice.
What?
Very
you
loudly.
Say?
I
oh F me OS, and almost said OS again.
What time was
just
that?
Write down 17 minutes.
All right.
That's bad. I spilled my cocaine, and so I freaked out because it was all over Colby's headphones.
I'm actually, like, happy right now. I haven't cussed once.
I know. It's really weird. Bad day when I cuss on the show.
Yeah. All right, we're all good.
It just means I'm loose.
You're
and
loose.
I'm just, I love the show, and so
you're
I forget
loose.
I'm doing a radio show sometimes.
You're a loose cannon
thank
cop.
Thank you. You seriously got Kleenexes.
What? You got Kleenexes.
It was in the bathroom.
Okay, speaking of that's what she said. Did you watch the season finale of The
yes.
Office? I don't know what happens.
It was so funny.
Okay.
That was seriously the best episode.
I watched
the
first 20 minutes of it to get some clips.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
It looked, it finally
oh,
felt
yeah.
like old Office.
Yeah.
I was
but
so
what
happy.
Happened was he was going to propose to Pam.
Okay.
At what? The end of the day.
Nice.
Okay.
But Andy stole his thunder and proposed to Angela. And she said yes.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah.
So that's now unexpected. Pam's kind of disappointed because he didn't propose. That's about it.
Okay, I'm trying to find Matthew's paper.
Oh, and Jan's pregnant.
Jan?
Yeah.
Jan.
Oh, that's no good.
And there's a new girl replacing Toby.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Michael's in love with her.
Oh, crap. Matthew's spilling.
Why are there so many things spilling in my room?
Shay, what are you doing?
Did you just cuss again?
No. He said, Shay, what are you doing? Because it spelled on him. She danced around like a fairy lady. I don't know what the hell that was either. But that's...
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What has happened, man? What is this?
I think this is a lack of sleep.
No.
I didn't go to bed till 3 last night.
F this cocaine.
Cocaine.
I'll give you some of that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
That was a gag I planned. And it worked the way I expected it to.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
By the way, I just pulled out a big thing of vodka. And I took a huge swig of it. Okay, anyway.
Can I have some, please?
No.
Dreads.
You'll get some of my vodka.
That sucks.
Why did you even bring vodka?
Just for that reason. Yeah. So I could slam it down and make everybody laugh.
Yeah, Seth told me that last night. He's like, Whitney, don't tell anybody. But I'm bringing this for a stupid situation.
I just knew there was going to be a time like the Frylock thing where I was going to need like a drink. And so I was just going to bring it and make a big drink. Because it would be funny and it worked.
I like how what happened last week is now dubbed the Frylock thing from because of what I did.
I don't want to know details again. I blocked them from my mind. About his boobs on his face or whatever.
Boobs.
It was just kind of weird because when I turned the show on last week, that's exactly like the first words that I heard.
Did you like start in the middle of the show?
Yes, pretty much.
Wow, you're intelligent.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's because you wanted to hear your part.
What?
To Seth Neiman and the others.
Oh God.
Who will be reading this? Let's get some good music here.
You got to. Because none of us have it. I hate being sick.
Me too.
Oh God.
Alright.
I wrote this in class and at like 2 o'clock.
Excuse me,
in the
did I give you permission to talk?
Shut your face.
So Seth wants me to write an apologies letter for 3 different things because he is an F moron and is retarded. Now, this first sentence, he said F moron, which means that
there's
I'm really
so
bad
many
at
grammatical
sex.
Errors in that first sentence.
I'm going to read it as he wrote it, okay?
Okay,
an F moron. An F moron. Not an effing moron. An F moron. There's gum underneath this table.
Are you sure that's gum?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh, that's been there.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I never noticed. So I guess I should get started. I also warn everyone that this letter is written in different parts and different times, so it may not really flow or make sense.
Oh. I think Matthew died.
That was a vodka burp.
Why?
Because this letter is like crap.
Well, you wrote it, so it can't be like embarrassing.
However, it does give me something to do in class, I guess.
Whoa.
John Knox is really interesting. Anyway, I do apologize that I was not there for the show. However, the situation was out of my control, and if I could be there, I would have. I really hate missing the show, and it's a lot of fun doing the podcast. Damn, this thing is going to take forever. Anyway, let me explain what had happened. And he has it separated into chapters. Chapter 1. Suspended driver's license. I'm just gonna let you know vodka and cocaine is a weird mix.
Give me some vodka, please.
No vodka.
I need a drink. I
no, you
read
don't.
This letter.
No, you don't. You don't get any of my premium vodka. I paid $50 for that bottle of vodka.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, and it's 80 proof, so you stay away from it.
80 proof? That's okay.
That's 40%.
Yeah.
Just continue the letter, please.
The lovely Army Reserve that I worked for had a little problem with me getting paid. Furthermore, I had gotten a ticket a while back and had been making payments on it. Well, when you do not get paid, you do not have money, and without money, you cannot pay other people you owe money to. That was one sentence. Well, when you have a ticket with the city of Wichita, they like you to make payments on that ticket or pay it off. Well, this is what I was doing. Making payments, that is. So my professor just told a joke and I missed it. Thanks, Seth, effing a-hole. Anyway, I was making payments, and since I had money because I did not get paid, I could not make the payments I was supposed to, so the city of Wichita... So the city of Wichita for my ticket.
No, pause. Did he turn Matthew's mic off?
No.
Oh, then you just... Seriously doing that for about 2 minutes.
Well, I turned him off now. Now it's just me and you on. I would leave you on, Whitney, but I don't know which one your mic is. Okay. Anyway, I was making payments, and since I had money because I did not get paid, I
he
could not make...
My mic. He's
slap
a
him.
Bitch.
Slap him. Stab him in the face with your crown.
I don't know. Ninja attack.
Now, the city of Wichita has a funny thing when dealing with tickets and payments. And that thing is... And the thing is this. When you do not make your payment on your ticket, they suspend your license to drive. What does this mean, you might wonder? Well, this means that if I get pulled over for any reason, that I will get arrested. Now, since I have been arrested before, if I get arrested again, I will be put in jail for 45-plus days with no bail. So since I did not want to be away from the show and my friends, and I want to graduate from college sometime soon, and not being there for the last month kind of sucks. Yes. Holy S, I am still on the first page, damn it. Colby, I'm going to hire a hitman to kill you and your mafia gangs, you effing douchebag. Anyway, you might be thinking, well, then don't get pulled over. Well, that would be nice, except for the cops in Wichita suck ass. They will pull you over. Wichita cops. They will pull you over for no reason and then make up a resin. You can't say that! Yeah, but all the other mics are.
Time. Hey, time. Time.
25 minutes. Don't say bad words, or I'm going to remove you from this room without your clothes. I would. Okay, Colby and I go to hire a hitman. Winnie just sneezed. Winnie, I turned your mic back on. Talk and let me see if that's actually you.
Okay, I'm talking.
Yeah, that's you. Okay, so Winnie, you're on that.
I apologize.
They will pull you over for no resin and then make up a resin. The sad thing is that when it happens to me a lot, even when I'm not breaking the law. I mean, Sarah got pulled over for no good reason. Anyway, school are very strict when it comes to obeying the law. When they found out that I had a suspended license, they were watching me very closely. They even took my keys away from me so I would not break the law. I know that you are problem thinking that these people should be shot, and I know that Colby will want to order his gang to kill them all. However, they do have good intentions, and though it is inconvenient in the way they implement them, so I then apologize for my inability to not attend the show. However, I will say again that if I could have been there, I would have been there.
Do you punctuation right now? Do you like no grammar at all?
There's pretty much no commas. No, not.
All right.
We're just going to say that Matthew can't write at all.
Pay attention, it's right.
It's not that hard to make punctuation.
Seth and Colby retarded rant, chapter 2. Finally, I am on the next page. I really do not know how I'm going to do all this. Seth, you are really retarded for coming up with the idea, and Colby, you are just as retarded for going along with him. Both of you know I really care for Duo, and I try to do the best of my ability with help when I can with what I can. So this is really retarded, but you guys are extremely stubborn, both of you, so of course I cannot change your mind, so I guess I better get on to the next point. Chapter 3. No ride and missed call. So the next point is the point of me not answering my phone at the beginning of the show. Part of this ties to the first part of this lever. So this was partly my fault, and the fart of Seth... Fart. And the fart of Seth as well. So the... This...
Did he accidentally spell fart?
No, I said fart.
No.
Because I am a retard. Gosh.
He is a retard.
Okay. We're going to take a break and then come back for the second part after I recover from me saying fart. We'll be right back.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. DEWOH.com.
EWOH.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Toby's replacement.
Wow.
So what do we know about her?
Well, we know that Toby thinks she'll be great. Oh, strike one. I hate her already.
I hate her too.
Why do you hate her?
Because she stinks with her ways and her head.
Sometimes, I don't know, I think you say things just to agree with me.
Would that be such a bad thing?
Yeah, it would. Just have a thought. Have an original thought. Although, I will agree that her head is weird. You know what we need to do?
What?
We need to sell her an elevator pass.
But our elevator doesn't require a pass.
Exactly. A little old-fashioned hazing.
One, two, three, four!
Now, together for the first time, performing Swan Lake, Seth and Colby.
What? It was together for the first time performing Swan Lake. So.
Am I even on?
Is that how you perform Swan Lake?
Isn't that how you would perform Swan Lake?
No, actually.
How would you perform Swan Lake?
You dance.
Oh, God.
That's
really visual.
It's amazing.
Okay. You danced ballet. I mean, it was incredible ballet. Yeah, we need to isolate us making those noises. All right, so we're in the middle of reading Matthew's letter, which is very poorly written. And,
Wah.
That was him crying, if you didn't know.
Yeah, he's retarded.
Yeah.
He is a retard. Okay, so let's go back to this letter.
Borat.
Oh, God. I'm going to start over. Chapter 3, No Ride and Missed Call.
Oh, God.
So the next point, I'm going to read this, and I'm going to, this time, I'm going to read the punctuation, okay? So every time there's a punctuation mark, I'm going to read it. Here we go. So the next point is the point of me not answering my phone at the beginning of the show, period. Part of this ties to the first part of the letter, period. So this was partly my fault and the fault of Seth as well, period. So in the morning of this Saturday morning, I was trying to get a ride to Wichita and go to get Shay in Oklahoma City and find anyone to give me a ride that early in the morning, period. Now you might be wondering, if what about my roommate Josh? You want me to read that sentence again? Now you might be wondering if what about my roommate Josh? Yes? Colby, you want me to forward this to you so you can read this along with me?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Let me help you out with that.
See, because like the camera's like so bad quality, and when I'm doing this, it looks like I'm like spinning out so fast.
That's
because
you are.
I'm not spinning as fast.
No, you're on.
Is he still off?
You're on. Okay, Colby.
Yeah.
I sent that to you. What the heck was that? Oh, shit. Okay, what in your right mind thinks that shuffling cards on top of your microphone?
He's trying to drown out the noise.
It's a good idea.
Because he's being a jackass.
I turn off his mic.
Thank you. I'll just mute it.
Well, Whitney, you can kind of hear it on yours, because yours is on the same
table. Oh, you could turn off my mic then.
Colby, I sent you that email. You can open it up.
That's what I'm doing.
Jeez, hurry the hell up.
Shut your face. Glad they could hear me right there. Why you want me to read it?
Oh, I thought you would read along. We should trade off sentences.
No, that'd be too hard.
Nah.
Yeah, it would.
Fine, we should trade off, like, paragraphs then. Or we'll just trade off at good segue points. Okay, right now I'm at no ride and missed call.
Ah, gotcha.
Okay? And I'm right
no
down to...
And missed call.
Now you might be wondering if... What about my roommate Josh? That's where I'm at in this paragraph.
Found it.
Okay, you found it?
Yep.
Okay, you
well,
go
that
ahead,
is a good question. I did ask Josh to give me a ride and he was more than willing... Wiling... ought... comply... and give me a ride.
It's W-I-L-I-N-G space O-T, O-T space C-O-M-P-L-Y. Willing to ought comply.
And give me a ride.
So what is the problem, you might wonder? Well, he remembered that he had this thing for class at 2 and he could not give out of it. The soonest he could give me a ride was at 5. Needless to say, the show would be long over.
Anyways, because of this revelation, I had to call and let Seth know of this S.E. situation, and his response was, okay, I guess you wouldn't get paid then.
I was like, this is kind of Essie that I cannot be at the show. And he said, well, we will call you during the show.
So I was like, okay. So that will be probably during the second break. So that is cool. So at 12:20, me and Josh went to the cafe for lunch. It seemed like everyone had the same idea because there was a good long line waiting for us when we got there. So by the time we sat down, it was like 12:40. So we sat with his girlfriend, Rachel. Yeah, this is a lot of background info, but deal with it anyway. Oh, anyway, because he has a space between any and way. So this is really hard to write this in the life of teachings of Dr. Paul Gray, Dr. Del Gray. Okay, this is a really confusing, but he's an awesome teacher. All right, your turn. The life and teachings of Paul Dr. Gray is an awesome teacher. Yeah.
Anyway, we sat and talked for a while, and it is our tradition to sit in the caf.
Which is the cafeteria. That's not the end of a sentence, he abbreviated that. Yeah. C-A-F.
Until it is time for open hours, which it's at 1 in the afternoon. What are open hours, you might ask? Well, open hours on Saturday means that from 1 to 7 p.m., the guy and the girls are open meanings. What? Are open meaning that the guys are free to come over to the girls' dorms.
The girls are open.
And the girls can come over to the guys' dorms.
Anyway, so at 1, we left the cafe and headed back to the girls' dorm so Rachel could get her computer and purse and iPod. We visited with some of the other girls in her mod for a while, then around 1:23, exactly, we headed back to the guys' dorm. When we got there, I turned on the computer and plugged it into the TV and loaded up the live show. It was then that I heard my phone start vibrating, stating that I either had a text or a missed call. So I picked up the charger, which is where I had left it because my phone was dying, which is why I did not have it with me when Seth and Colby called earlier. So I finally got the show up and heard them ranting and raving about Bender or something having boobs, and then they decided to call me back and I promptly answered my phone, which leads me to my next point. My God! But before I get to my next point, I want to apologize again for a few points that were talked about early in the section of this letter. Colby, take number one.
One, period, space. For the stupidity of the host of this show, not tell, space, ing, me when he was planning on calling.
Two, for me not having my phone charged before the show to where I had to leave it on the charger.
Three, period, space, for me not having my phone on me to answer it when Seth called, period.
Four, also for me not realizing that Seth might call at the beginning of the show and heading back to my room earlier. So yeah, that is my apology for this section of the apology letter. Moving on to the next point, Seth thinks I should apologize for. Colby, you can read chapter 4.
Ranting length of letter.
Yes.
Holy crap, class is almost over and I am still not close to being done with this thing. Oh wait, I am almost done with page 3, so I guess I might be closer to the end of the letter than I thought. Seth, I still think that you are a moron, but because you awesome guy most of the time, I am sitting in class doing this. Anyway, getting back to this SE letter.
Seth, I still think that you a moron, but because you awesome guy most of the time, I sitting in class doing this. Chapter 5. The speakers. Okay, so another point is the speakers, comma. Me having the speakers on while talking to Seth, period. I apologize that Seth is a moron and can't stand the lag that happens on the show, and also that he has no consideration for people's friends if it gets in the way of what he wants for the show because he is a retarded moron. However, it is part of the drive that it made Duo what it is today. That sounds sexual. Anyway, so me, Josh, and Rachel were listening and watching the live show, and Seth decides to call me concerning the suit for his and Sarah's wedding, which I will touch on in a later paragraph.
Oh, anyway, when Seth called, it sounded weird because I would hear him on the phone, then me and my friends would hear it over the speakers, and it would completely annoy Seth since it was like an echo and stuff like that annoys Seth since he like a perfectionist missed when it comes to anything. Duo. Anyway, after some arguing and talking about the suit, Seth hung up on me saying that he wouldn't. Won't talk to me unless I turned off my speakers. I did not want to do that since...
You know, you don't pause. Go back and read that without a pause.
I turned off my speakers. I did not want to do that since I wanted my friends to hear what was being said.
Anyway, Seth chooses to call back again for some odd reason, and he was again annoyed that my speakers were not turned off, so I decided to turn them off, at which point, because Colby was yelling, as well as Seth did not hear me when I said they were turned off, that he hung up the phone and decided to make me write this stupid letter unless I did not want to be his best man. Holy God! Holy God! Which brings me to my next point as well. But as before, let me recap on what I was apologizing for in this paragraph.
One, period, space. I apologize that I did not turn off my speakers the first time Seth asked me to.
Two, I apologize that Seth cannot get over a few simple things and is retarded for having me write this letter.
All right.
Not accepted.
Seth and Colby, retarded rant final.
Chapter 6.
You can start.
Oh, okay, am I starting? So it is the last eek of school. He left the W off of week.
No, you gotta read it because it continues straight.
So it is the last eek of school. I have time. Okay, let me start over.
So it's the last eek of school. I have had a lot of reports and studying to do, and now it is 1 a.m. and I am extremely tired.
Why am I up, you might ask then? Why am I up, you might ask then?
Well, Colby being a moron told Seth, who is a retard in. Colby being a moron told Seth, who is a retarded, for coming up with this letter. Should be 5 pages long, single-spaced. Which makes this thing extremely long. You know that horrible things is you have had to listen to him drone on about this since he thinks it needs to be read in the show.
So I am so sorry that you have had to listen to this long piece of S. I really think that they are retarded for making me do this, for misunderstandings, and for stuff out of my control. So I again apologize. So again, I apologize that Seth and Colby are retarded and made me do this, and then have you sit and listen to it all. Chapter 7.
Chapter 7.
The suit for the wedding.
Suit from the wedding. Well, I now have money for the suit for the wedding, and I wouldn't have it by now if I could have been there for that weekend. So that situation will be taken care of by Sunday night.
Chapter 8. Concluding statements. Again, I am sorry for all the grief I put Seth through in the fact that I was unable to come to the show, comma. I misunderstood what he meant about when he was going to call me on the show. I am sorry that Colby and Seth are retards and effing a-holes and bitches and made me write this so you would have to suffer from them reading this, and I am sorry you had to put up with an Echo Seth.
An Echo Seth.
Yes, an Echo Seth. Echo Seth.
Well, that is all for now. This thing is freaking long enough, and it is about to become 6 pages, so I will finish, hopefully. Seth, this meets your standards, and you are happy with it. Edit, colon, sorry for this being...
No. Edit, late. Space, colon, space.
Sorry for this being late, Tabor. Internet sucks.
And then the last paragraph, chapter 9, is my honeys for Seth. Oh, and Seth wanted me to have the saying, my honeys or something, mentioned 100 times in this letter, so here it is. And then he just copied and pasted my honeys 100 times. And then, sincerely, Matthew J. Riddle. The J stands for Jane. It does. Matthew Jane Riddle.
Gay name, Matthew.
Yeah, you're pretty gay.
All right. Hey, card time over. Talk time now.
Talk time.
Is my mic even on?
Yes.
No, we just gave you the mic just to not turn it on.
There's a cat on his phone.
Yes.
That's not a cat.
Ew.
I'm sorry, but it sure does look like a cat.
Pussy! That just reminded me of the Arrested Development, the picture that they used for evidence of the Iraq landscape.
There's an anime girl on hair.
Let me see it. I'm going to take a picture of my penis.
There's Seth with really, really weird hair.
Oh, my God.
Why are you getting it ready? I don't want to see this stuff.
No, he's just going to take a picture of it himself.
There's a squirrel in army uniform.
Okay, what
does
the hell?
Light up?
Man, there's a cat almost being shot.
My balls and then send it to his
you
mom.
You are a freak, Matthew. Okay.
No.
Look at this. There's a kitty almost getting shot because he's a
that.
Bitch.
I was like, whoa.
What are you guys talking about over there?
I don't know. They're being weird.
Kitty.
What?
Means Shay's pussy.
Wow.
Sit back up since I'm not going to take a picture of my balls.
There are two naked mice on here.
Is there such a thing as a closed mouth? Clothed?
Yes.
Mouse?
They look naked.
Wow.
There's army people. I guess there's dead people in hoodies dying.
Dead people in hoodies dying.
Matthew's eye. some weird people on this phone. Matthew, like, trying to pose. He's like this.
People steal my phone.
Really?
And take pictures.
Yeah. Do people look through your pictures, too?
No, not usually.
That's because there's porn on here.
Well, this is kind of boring.
Bad porn. Yeah, I know. What do you want
to
do?
Let's talk about us going to Riverfest.
Sweet.
Okay.
Riverfest sucks.
Riverfest does suck.
Okay, so when was it? Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Wednesday night, we went to Riverfest.
I thought you guys didn't go.
Matthew's perverted. He took a whole bunch of pictures. No. All right, I'm done.
No, it's cool.
Nope.
That's all right.
It's disgusting. My eyes have been scarred.
Was there like a picture of him naked?
No.
That's good.
He was just like the third wheel, like pretty much. He was bored and took pictures of Josh and... Yeah.
Okay, that's creepy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Were
like,
they naked?
No.
I'd like to tap that.
Josh's phone can't take pictures, so Josh. I took pictures.
Oh, Josh? Yeah, phone. With this beard.
What?
His goat beard.
His beard.
Goat beard.
It does freak me out. It's like Jafar coming.
It's Jafar.
Mr. Labuki or whatever his name is.
What?
Abubu.
Woo! Okay, that cocaine's now burning my throat a little.
Cocaine's good.
Okay, anyway, so, Riverfest. We went Wednesday night. It was pretty exciting. It was kind of half raining. I came and picked Colby up, what, 5:36? Yeah. Went to go get a new camera. I had to wait in line at Best Buy because I didn't have my ID. To call Visa, verify my identity. Finally got the camera. Then we left, grabbed the recorder, and then went to Riverfest. I'm pretty much... It wasn't very exciting. There were a few things that happened. We don't have tapes because... It's pretty much all visual. There's not really anything for us to talk about audio tape wise. But yeah, it kinda sucked.
Riverfest is amazingly gay.
It is. We saw a couple white trash ladies.
You only saw a couple? Usually all of them are out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We saw a lot of white trash men. We saw a lot of white trash ducks. I don't know what that was. Sorry.
That's ducks with a.
Did you see any guys with like a nipple piercings that walking around without any
yes,
t-shirts?
Yes, I did
on?
See that.
Yep.
I saw a couple guys making out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that was hot.
Ew.
That was scary.
I saw a girl who looked like a man. That scared me. What is there anything you want to talk about over there, Corey?
Dude, Austin went last night.
Okay.
And he texted me a picture. I deleted it though. It was sad. But he texted me a picture of this woman who had a mustache. Like, full wow. blown out, like...
Did you get that picture from Kathleen last night?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just making sure. I did that for you. Not for Matthew.
Awkward
Matthew doesn't...
You know what's
science.
Funny? No, I went to sleep, and then I woke up, and then I saw it. I was like, wow.
That's incredible. It's a good morning thing. Wow, that was really retarded.
Yeah, you're retarded.
I am. Well, anyway, no, we really didn't go to Riverfest. I made that entire thing up.
Yep. I was thinking, wait. I was there Wednesday.
Our original plan is that we were going to record fake stuff and just play it, but we didn't because...
My mom texted me, there's an iPod wire hanging off the roof above your window.
Nah. That's pretty awesome. All right, well, anyway, this is kind of boring. What's going on?
I'm trying to find that picture right now.
Of what?
Nothing.
The lady with the mustache?
Nope. I already deleted that, yeah.
Poop. Winnie, anything you want to talk about that happened last night?
No.
Great.
Well,
glad we have amazing co-hosts.
Here's what happened. We, I got home. Probably about 5.
Ooh.
So I went to Target and bought wine glasses and shot glasses. Kathleen showed up with our alcohol. Sarah showed up. They had just gotten back from getting their hair all squared away for the wedding this Friday.
Hair did.
Then they watched The L Word for 2 hours.
That's an awkward show.
And I went and did all of the prep for this show. And so I wasn't out there, and I came out, and Whitney was there, and Katie was there. And they continued to watch The L Word. When they were done with The L Word, they went in and played some gay-ass games. Ass games.
Wait.
Into the office. Just in there to play paper games and do quizzes online.
Is
kind of lame,
I'm not going to lie.
Huh?
Into our office?
Yeah, the studio, sorry.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry.
Did they use my computer?
No, they used mine.
Son of a bitch.
I used mine. I used yours. I was playing Dr. Phil things.
Yeah, we played the Dr. Phil game.
And then after we got done with that, we went and played cards, and then Whitney left, and we went to bed.
Yep. What are you doing right now, Seth?
He's messing at the computer.
I'm making the Jazzler thing go swirl. Oh, shit. I just almost broke the recording.
Whoops.
Because I misclicked. Woo, swirl.
What? Why?
It's yeah, really I had trippy to looking.
I had to clean yesterday for my
from the
brother's
cocaine.
Graduation party.
That's 50 minutes and 45 seconds. Oh, my God. That burns a little.
All right,
I could possibly die from this because this is 7 Red Bulls that I'm just about to drink.
Wow. Bum ba da bum ba da bum ba da bum.
Oh, well, if you know if Seth dies, it's because of cocaine.
I'm glad Matthew's like really talkative today.
Yep. Dying? Seth's dying.
Burning?
He's burning.
Rain burns.
Throat's on fire.
Woo, that's hot.
Yeah, that'll drown it.
That'll help. Pulls out that old vodka.
You alright there, Seth?
Whoa.
I think the burn is what wakes you up, you know? I think.
Oh. I feel like the Russians are having a fight in my mouth.
Nice.
Oh. Here.
Yeah, give me Coke.
Go, Chaser there.
Does it still help?
It helps a little.
Good.
Oh. Good.
Alright, since this is really low, hold on.
Oh my goodness, that was ridiculous.
I would like to know who is watching our show.
I don't know the phone system on, so there's no way for them to tell us.
On the chat, if they're on Ustream. Chat in the chat box if who you are and why.
Dude, it's not that bad.
Why you're watching.
What
our
is
show.
Your problem?
He just drank two right cocaines, now. Artard.
And so did I.
Okay, we're going to make Matthew drink two of them.
Yeah, go ahead. Drink two at a time and then take a couple shots of vodka while you're at it.
Guzzle
see
both of those.
See what happens.
I just guzzled this one right
Guzzle
here.
The other one right now.
It's already done. You want to go and get another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go get another one and
finish
drink them
off
right
the 26
now.
Pack.
We want you to die, man.
In fact, get two of them. Get one more, and then I want you to drink half of the second. He's going to do it, too. And then we're going to strip him naked.
Yep.
Yes, I'll be leaving by then.
No, you won't. You're staying, and you're going to watch.
No.
You're going to watch with eyes wide open.
Nope. That's the title of a movie.
I know. No, it's eyes wide shut.
Fucking wired.
Thank you, Matt.
Wow.
Whoops.
That's at 53 minutes.
Way to go, Matthew.
Guzzle it. He's drinking. Hope he dies. How bad
is I hope your throat, like, explodes. Just like...
It does burn. It burns a little more than alcohol does. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Oh, my God.
He's gonna die. He just puked on Colby.
Hope that breaks, you little bitch.
Come on, drink. What the hell are you doing, you puss? Come on.
Poor Colby.
Come on, suck.
Son of a bitch.
Quit laughing. Everybody turn their backs on Matthew.
Shay, just throw it out the window.
No.
Yes.
No.
Or break my
Take
window.
A drink.
Either one.
Son of a bitch.
Duh.
Aim that way.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What is his problem?
Write down 46. Write down 54-16 for Colby.
Oh my God!
He just like vomited all over himself.
I got showered.
Okay, hold on. Colby, narrate.
Ew. We do it right now. Oh my God. Oh, he's pulling him down. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Shay. Oh God.
Shay, you might want to move.
Yeah, you do want to move.
Gotcha. Oh,
all right, he's beating. He's trying to strip him naked right now. Oh my God, Matthew's punching like a little girl. Everyone just left. Like seriously, he's stepping on his abdomen. He's seriously naked. He's got his shirt off.
I just jumped on it.
Wow, he's really fat.
Oh, you feel better? Woo. Now drink the rest of that cocaine.
Stop making me laugh while I'm drinking it. I want to spew it everywhere.
That's part of the fun.
Not when it explodes onto my arm.
Not when it explodes everywhere.
Oh my god!
Everyone gets showered.
That was awkward. Disgusting.
No, I'm messing around.
Poor what are you doing right now?
Trying to make him laugh so he spits again.
If he spits on me, I'm going to spit right on your face. I've been choking.
Come on. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. One more. One more. Okay, so if he drank four.
That's 3.5
times four.
Four.
Give me a shot of that.
That's 14.
Yep.
Give me a shot of that.
14 Red Bulls. Oh, man. Ew.
That doesn't make it better.
His heart so just exploded.
He's just walking. He just collapses.
He just, like, dies.
You need to run around the building?
Apparently not.
And he has lots of gas. And Matthew's gonna go crazy. Matthew, why don't you take Whitney and go get something to eat? Take your phone.
No, actually, I really don't want to ride with Matthew. Right. Right. No.
You have to.
No.
Okay, then you can drive.
God, it smells like cocaine in here.
Matthew, take your phone and you and Whitney go get something to eat.
Oh, do it really?
Yes, really.
Why?
Give him the 20, Colby.
Why?
No. Colby? Nope, that's my 20.
Don't make
me. I don't know
me.
What you're doing.
I don't want to go.
No.
I already have money anyways.
Take your damn money and go!
You have 3 seconds.
I swear to God, if something happens,
you're
on me.
No,
you can't say that!
Now, I think
put
everybody has cussed
put
on this show today.
57:42.
I think everybody has cussed except for Colby this time.
Yes, that's true. Colby's doing very good.
No, I cussed once.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah. Great. Now everybody has. Yay.
Shay hasn't.
Yep. Shay, hurry up and say a cuss word.
No. Do not cuss. Okay, hold on. I gotta open my laptop. Open Skype. I don't know. That's probably. Oh, I don't. Oh yeah. Never mind. All right, go drive and give Matthew
my arm.
Feel free to be as crazy as you want while Whitney's driving.
No, Matthew,
here.
I will kill you. I will stab you if you go.
Here, Whitney, you want my knife? Just in case.
Yeah, just drive with the knife. That'll make it better. That's smart.
No, I think I'll be all
right. All right, leave. Go, Matthew.
Why am I going with her? Just like,
make sure you have your phone so you can call me.
No, I want
phone.
Your cards.
So you can
cards.
Be...
Give me your cards.
Don't mess them up.
Right, we're going to do this on a break.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. Duo.com.
This is Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again. Duo.com. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
There's me, wench.
Peter, what the hell are you doing?
That's Long John Peter to you, porthole. Fetch me 5 tankards of ale and a leg of mutton for me mateys. Who the hell are those guys? Just a few sea dogs from my fishing boat days.
I don't care who they are. They stink. Get them out of here.
They stink of good cheer, Lois. After we've had our fill of bread and wine, we shall tell tales of other times we had our fill of bread and wine.
You can call Seth and Colby every Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock Central Standard Time at 1-316-665-7338. You can email Seth and Colby anytime from anywhere in the world. SethandColby@duo.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Woo! Thanks so much for listening. We sent Matthew and we sent Whitney off to get screwed. So let's see what they're up to. Matthew, are you there?
Hi.
Yeah, I think he's a little hyper.
Okay, so where are you going right now?
I don't know. Where are we going? Taco Tico.
Okay, we're going to Taco Tico to see the Mexicans, I think is what he said.
Oh, my God.
Matthew, I want you to roll down the window and scream. Just scream at everybody you pass.
No, Whitney would kill me.
I don't care about Whitney. She's doing her good for the show. You do yours.
Well, we're not passing anybody, except people on the other side. So I'd scream in her ear, and that would make her death, and then she would, massacre me after she ripped off my balls or something like that. No. I really wouldn't like that, and I don't like my balls where they're at. So, yeah. Yeah, crack. Okay.
All right, why don't you give the phone to Whitney real quick, please?
Okay. Here's Whitney. Whitney,
14 cans of red.
What?
Okay, let's not do that again.
What? Holy crap.
Remind Whitney that she cannot cuss on the air.
You can't cuss on the air. What?
You can't cuss on the air, remember that.
I know, okay. I did it on purpose and I apologize.
How you doing, Whitney?
I'm about to kill him because he's so damn jittery.
You sure you want to go to Taco Tico, the last place that you went? Remember the last time you went to Taco Tico?
Yeah, I'm not going through the drive-thru. I'm going inside so that I can leave Matthew out here.
Okay, that'll be... Oh, no, he's going in.
Well, he's going in a different direction. There's,
that's fine. He'll just stand behind you. Give the phone back to Matthew. Matthew, now, when you get into Taco Tico, I want you to follow Whitney and just be crazy. But don't forget that you're on the radio and you need to be crazy audibly.
He sounds like a premature girl.
Well, that's Matthew.
Wait.
I hear the door alarm. They must be getting out of the car.
I'm not going inside with
you. I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know what we're doing. Crap, Whitney's crazy. She doesn't know how to drive.
Yeah. Are you getting out of the car right now? Is that a yes?
Whitney doesn't know how to drive. Crap. That's on my
what are you saying sentences?
Are you trying to kill me?
Yep.
Well, let's get a gun and shoot my face or something like that.
We need to make him drink one more when he gets
back. Oh, come on, crap!
What are you doing, Matthew? Narrate. What are you doing?
We're trying to get on the road or something like that. I just pray to God that when they don't pull out in front of traffic and massacre me or something like that.
What road are you trying to get on?
I don't know. What street is this? It's some weird street. Tyler, I think.
Oh, okay.
Possibly, I don't know.
So you're pretty
or
close.
Harriman. I don't know.
Okay, so you're getting on the Tyler.
And I'm walking back and forth now. Seth, I need to be on the show, not in this damn car. Darn it.
Your job, you're going to be on the show when you get into Taco Tico.
No, we're not going to Taco Tico. We love Taco Tico.
You're going to Taco Tico. That's what Whitney said.
No, we're not. No, we're going somewhere else now.
Well, where are you going now?
To get more cocaine, I think.
Where?
I don't know. The crack house. The whorehouse. I don't know. The strip club. the bars. I don't know.
Oh, my God, dude.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So,
too much.
What are you doing right now?
I'm like jittery and like talking to you and looking at roads and stuff like that and yeah and Whitney's driving and we're passing some gray stupid car and yeah it's crack.
Are you turning into Taco Tico?
No, we're not at Taco Tico. We're on like what crack street? We're on like 13th Street now. And we almost like ran into a blue car because Whitney don't know how to drive. I'm a lot better driver than she is. Jeez. I really don't want to suck on that. That's inappropriate, Whitney.
Just letting Matthew talk.
This is I'm sorry, but this is really boring.
Well,
yeah, it is.
Shay,
this is why I shut the like F there. Up. So I can like
on the effing air. Okay, now what?
What?
Yes. Huh? Yes.
I need to be there so I can attack like Colby and like kill him and throw him out the window.
I don't think Colby wants that.
I don't think I'm going to let you in now since you said
I'm
that.
I'm pretty sure he's so hopped up on caffeine, he could just bust through the door. Yeah! I'm all hopped up on Mountain Dew!
Wow.
Okay, so where are you? What are you doing? Explain.
I like passing by the Goodyear place, which I don't know why
do
that like
something
could be
else
the name
to do
of
right
a tire
now.
Store.
What? So, you're going to a tire store.
Main Street. We're on Main Street. We're passing a 40-mile-an-hour sign, and there's trees by it, and there's cars coming the other way. And,
all right, Matt! Calm down!
I can't!
You guys made me drink too much energy drinks!
Ask Whitney where you're going.
Where are we going, Whitney? Where are we going? She don't know. Quack!
Did you just quack?
He said crack.
Crack!
No, he's saying crack. He's saying crack.
Oh.
Crack!
Give the phone to Whitney again, please.
Hey, Whitney,
holy crap.
Hello?
Hello, Whitney.
Hello.
How's
Whitney,
it going?
Whitney, are you dying right now?
No, I'm just irritated.
Where are you going to eat?
I guess we're going to go to McDonald's. Because I really don't know where else to go. I'd rather have Arby's, but I don't know how to get to Arby's.
Now, you could tear down the curtain here a little bit. Is Matthew being crazy for the radio, or is he really this crazy?
I think he's being, I really don't know. You know, it's kind of hard for me to judge right now because he's had, 14 Red Bulls.
Yeah, he has.
And, so I really can't tell. Oh, crap.
What's wrong, Whitney? Did you poop your pants?
I can't turn and talk on the phone at the same time.
Okay, we'll hand the phone back to Matthew.
All right. Hi.
Hi, Matthew.
Hi.
Okay, so this has...
Hi.
750 milligrams of taurine. Hi. Okay, let's see here. Let's do some math.
Math or math?
Okay.
Or
750.
Or... Let's do math. That sounds fun.
You can do them all you want. Okay.
I'll do them right up the ass.
All right, let's see here.
That?
Matthew just had... Yeah, well, I'm doing it.
And I figured out you can say masturbate on the air.
You can.
Yeah.
What show did you hear it on, though?
The Soup.
It's different on cable. Cable doesn't follow FCC rules.
Oh. Damn.
What the hell was that?
What?
I don't know. Something like sounded like invent someone shooting at us or something.
I don't know what you're talking about. 750 times.
What are you doing right now?
I'm adding together the amount of taurine and caffeine he had. He had 3,000 milligrams, which is 3 grams of taurine.
Dude,
let's see here.
He's gonna crash so.
I know.
Badly on
280 times 4.
We thought we had a good night's sleep.
And he had 1 gram and 120 milligrams of caffeine in the cocaine that he just drank.
Can you die of caffeine overdose?
I don't know. If you can, he's gonna.
No, that's if I drink 4 more.
You said you should drink 4 more?
If I drink 4 more, I might die of caffeine overdose.
Why don't you drink 4 more, then?
Because.
You chicken?
Like,
how do you spell caffeine?
Because I might keep feeling down.
Akulalu! A K or K.
You got.
Are you in McDonald's yet?
Yes, and I'm like jumping up and down and like dancing. Right,
just
I'm
go
like jittery.
Just like scream and cluck like a chicken.
No.
Cluck like a chicken at least. Just cluck quietly to yourself.
No.
Matthew, do it.
No. No. Do it, he's got this. Run away.
Crap, he may be dying right now.
Okay.
So I just go in these glasses and not run me around McDonald's.
Matthew, you're being really boring. You need to do stuff in the McDonald's.
I am. I'm running around. Like just running in circles with these glasses on. And everybody's looking at me weird.
I couldn't imagine why. Just walk up to Whitney and stand right up next to her behind her and just look over her shoulder while she's ordering. See what she does.
Hi, Whitney. I think she's annoyed.
Just be like, did you get some french fries? Did you get some french fries? Did you get some french fries?
Huh?
No, all right, here, I found it out. 178 cans, 178.68 cans of Red Bull would kill you of caffeine overdose.
Oh, well, he's got so many more to go then.
Yep.
Matthew, you have to drink 168, you said?
178.
178 divided by 3.5. You can drink 50 cans of cocaine before you'll die. Matthew, get over here. You're drinking the rest of the cocaines.
Holy crap, no.
You're going to. He can't. He has to drink twice as many as we have for him to die. I think he's crashing.
No, I'm not. My legs are just really sore because I was dancing and running around.
All right, Matthew. Well, we'll talk to you in a little bit. We're going to put you on mute here.
You have to drink 132.97 cups of brewed coffee to die, or 185.64 shots of espresso to die from caffeine overdose.
That's a lot.
Yep.
So pretty much you can't die.
Yeah. I mean, do you know how much money it would cost to buy 178 cans of Red Bull?
Well, what is it? $20 for 12 cans?
Yep.
So if we do 100, how many cans? 170?
178
divided by 12. That's 14.8, and then take that times $20. Costs $290. So $300 we could kill Matthew.
Sweet.
Dude, that's pretty cheap.
That is.
Sweet. So anyone we want to kill, we just ship them like 180 cans of Red Bull. Just have them drink them all at once.
But yeah. We got to kind of force them to drink them all at once.
We'll funnel and rope.
Funnel and rope.
Yeah.
That would work.
It would. It would be badass, actually. Okay, it's so hot.
No, you got to like duct tape their mouth. Like put the funnel in and then duct tape around so they can't like split it out.
Yeah. Let's just talk like normal. Yeah, so anyway.
Hello.
Okay, so anyway, man, there's not... I wish I knew more stuff to talk about on this show.
There's not that much that happened this week.
Yeah, there's really not. I mean, and I forgot my prep, but there wasn't even that much on it.
Ooh, I could talk about the awkward call that Lucas called.
Oh, yes, let's talk about that.
All right. So, it was Thursday. I was waiting for your fat ass to get over here and give me the camera.
Uh-huh.
But, so I was playing Grand Theft Auto, watching Arrested Development, just sitting on my couch, and then I get a phone call. I look, and it's from Lucas. I'm like, wow, this is going to be really awkward. Should I answer it or not? I'm like, all right, I'll just answer it. So I answer it. He's like, hello? I'm like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, hey, Colby, how's it going? I'm like, good, I guess. He's like, hey, Sarah told me that your camera broke, so I'm at this garage sale right now. And I see one, and it looks like it has all the ports and all the cables you need, you know? I was like, yeah, that'd be cool, but Seth just seriously bought one today. And then then he was like, oh, really? You already bought one? I was like, yeah, that's kind of what I said. He's like, oh, all right, that's cool. I was like, all right? He's like, yeah, so how's it been going? I was like, I told you pretty good. And he's like, Sarah also told me that Matthew and Seth are kind of having this ordeal, you know, like, what's going on with that? And I told him the story of how you made him write the letter.
Yeah.
And then I kind of laughed, like, you know, and he was just like, wow, that's sad that Seth pushes his relationship with Matthew that far.
I'm going to make him do it when he comes over. Lucas is going to have to stay at my house next weekend.
Why?
Or not next weekend, like Thursday, and well, I guess probably just Wednesday and Thursday. Because all the ladies that are coming down, all the waities,
yeah,
that are coming down for the wedding,
waities?
Are staying at Sarah's house. So Chris and Lucas are going to get pushed out to mine. So you're going to come over and you're going to talk to him. And I'm not.
I don't think so.
I think we have to work on duo stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Those days. So that's going to suck my big wang.
Yeah, you're going to have them all night long.
All right, well, this is a good place to take a break. Okay. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hello? Hello? Anybody there? I know. He'll be there in 2 minutes. When are we lost? I like that. So I'm glad you have your car now.
Matthew, can you hear me?
Actually, it's really not bothering me all that much. No, it's really bad, though. It's when I took a swig of that vodka.
I turned this out of the phone system.
Because I had to tweak it, so shoot it.
Let's see what he says.
I tasted it all the way down.
We're not really going to break.
Well, when you shoot it, you don't have to taste it all that much.
Let's see what he's really like. Because if he's not really crazy, make him drink more when he gets back.
So I've had... Wow, that's a lot of caffeine. I was tired before I came to the show. I'm listening to some Disturbed. So, can you hear me?
No.
Yeah, but I can't...
I may have to wait to keep my finger on the dumb button here, because he's probably going to start cussing.
Yep.
Lots of silence.
God.
See?
He's
not really hyper. He's
like really, really pumped.
So what are we doing after the show?
I don't know. Let's do a test. Watch this.
Yes. Disturb rock.
Matthew, we're going to come back from a break in about 15 seconds. I'll address you by name again when we're ready to put you back
you
on the air.
I disturbed.
I don't even know if he heard. Oh, yeah, because I have it turned off the phone system. Hold on. Matthew, we're going to come back from break in like 15 seconds. So just hold on. I'll address you by name when we're coming back. I don't know if you heard that. I don't know if that was a cuss word. I don't know.
He said ape-ass.
Okay, well, that's just write down a minute 18, and we'll go through this whole segment. I don't know how much he cussed. I'm going to turn us back into the phone system.
I'm going to grab my bag on the way in.
All right, we're back. Welcome, everybody, back to the show. How's everybody doing? 1-316-665-7338. Let's check on Matthew and see how hyper he is. Matthew, how you doing?
Yeah, correct. What? Hello?
Yeah, we're
Hello?
Here.
Yeah, we're here, Matthew.
How's it going, Matthew?
Hey, can someone let me in? Can someone let me in, please, please, please?
Yeah, hold on. We'll come let you in. Shay, would you go open the front door and let Matthew in? What a faker.
Yep. We proved that bitch wrong.
Go get two or three more.
All right.
At least he's good at radio. He knows what a radio play is, but this show's about realism. Gritty realism. We really need him to be on crack cocaine for this entire show. Okay, we just grabbed 10.5 Red Bulls for him to drink.
Three more.
Yes, three more cocaines.
Yep.
I'm going to block the door as soon as he comes in. And you're going to have to... No, as soon as he comes in.
Oh.
He just molested Colby.
Holy shit, why is there more?
No. Where's Whitney at?
Yeah.
Whitney!
He's on the way.
All right. All right, I'm narrating right now.
Now Whitney's coming in.
All right, hello Whitney.
Is that shutting the door?
All right, Matthew.
I gotta say.
What are you doing?
Here, let me see your microphone.
All right. I don't like you standing up, and you're not over by your desk, so that's like really, really.
All right, Matthew. We didn't really go to break. What we did is we just unmuted you, and we listened to you being calm. And then we said we're back, and you're all hyper.
No.
You're drinking these.
Heck no.
You're getting really hyper. Drink them. I will force them in your mouth.
No.
Colby, go get a towel so we can lay it down underneath him.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Did you get some good food, Whitney? Yeah.
We need to play some Disturbed. No, no, no.
Let's lay these down on the floor so he can lay on them and get his head nice and clean. I'm going to need some help holding him down, Whitney, if you want to help out.
No.
No? Thank you, Whitney. Have to help me, Whitney.
Nope. Wait, no.
Well, I'm just going to pour it in his mouth. If we just lay his head there, it'll be okay.
No. I'm not having any more.
You're going to drink one more.
No.
You're going to. You're too calm.
No.
You're too calm.
No. No, 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 no.
Putting microphone down. This next segment of radio may be a little strange.
All right, so here we go.
Nope.
Matthew
nope.
is being raped. Pushed down, pushing down, pushed down, and he almost killed Shay.
No, fuck no.
Whitney, what's your language?
Sorry.
Whitney, what time is that?
I can't even see you.
Gonna pour into Matthew.
Open your mouth.
He's threatened to pour in his ear. All right, now he's straddling over Matthew. Matthew's trying to resist.
Part of this was a good idea.
Colby's trying to help out too. He's holding down like Matthew's arm. Seth keeps, you know, yelling at Matthew.
Oh my god!
Oh, they just flung some all over the futon. Yeah, Matthew. Oh, now Seth just dumped it all over Matthew. His Sobe shirt is now ruined.
I can bleach it, man. I'm coming.
No.
It's white.
He stained the shirt pink. That's pretty amazing.
Whitney,
cocaine's all over.
That situation.
By drinking the cocaine.
That's
right. Wow.
Matthew, you could have just drank it.
Nope.
It's just a little bit on the futon, Colby. That's all it got over. Did I say you could dry off? Did I say you could dry off?
There, that feels better.
You know, for someone who's in the army and hopped up on caffeine, you should be a little stronger.
It happens.
What My pants are sticky. That's what she said. Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow. What a bitch.
I know. He's reading it.
Yep.
I really wanted to dump it down his pants. Did I get down your pants?
Yes.
Good.
Wow.
I really want Colby's mom to come in now.
Yeah.
Do you know that he was dancing inside the restaurant?
Yeah, but he was pretending to dance.
No.
No.
Yes.
No, he really was.
He was.
I grabbed her sunglasses and just ran around the store.
He's pretending, Whitney, because when we went to break, he was all calm. Back. As soon as I said we were back, he's like, oh,
Because I had vodka, too. It calms me down.
So explain then how you were hyper after you were calm.
Because I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
What does that mean?
It was a little weird that all of a sudden he started going down.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
So I think he's pretending
my
now.
Leg was. Yeah. My leg is still twitching.
Of course it is. So is mine. My leg's twitching too. Oh, now I have a face tick.
Ass.
I am so hopped up on caffeine.
You're having a heart attack.
Asshole.
I just died. Does everyone believe me?
Yeah.
Let's see how long it takes for his shoulder to get tired. He didn't have hardly any caffeine. I mean, by like death standards.
Yeah.
He's hardly even there. They had to drink 50 of those, and he drank 4.
They had to drink 50 to die?
Yeah. And he drank 4. 4! How much is that, math man? Mm-hmm. Like, what's the percentage of that? Like, 4 goes into 50 how many times? Lot.
Like
25 times. That's right. Right? Huh?
No.
So he drank 20. So he drank 1/25 of the amount that would kill him.
No, 4 goes into 50.
No, it's 8%.
So he only drank 8% of the caffeine required to kill him. So he's got to go a whole 92 more percent caffeine in his body to kill him.
Yep.
Puss. What a puss.
Script.
I cannot believe you poured cocaine on him.
Pour some sugar.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Wow.
You know what's even really funnier? What? I cannot believe you take it. I mean...
What was that?
I cannot believe he takes it from you.
What's he going to do? I'm stronger than him.
I know.
It's like Ryan.
Out. That's true.
Ryan doesn't have to come over and get shot in the face, but he does.
We didn't do anything to him last night, except I stepped on his toe when he doesn't have a toenail.
He just crushed his toe. That's
yeah.
All. All right, well, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to relax in my sticky pants.
Wow. Break?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
This is the Seth and Colby Show. Changing the way you listen to the radio. Duo.com. Seth and Colby Show.
A toy commercial. Kids, kids, kids! Shiny, gooey, stretchy, fun! Hasbro's best thing ever! Sticky, yummy, bouncy, fun! Hasbro's best thing ever! Fly it!
Yeah!
Toss it!
Awesome!
Swim it!
Ah!
Eat it!
Whoa!
Hasbro's best thing ever! Kids! Kids! Ah! It's so awesome!
You should never talk to strangers, but you should always listen to Seth and Colby.
It said you should never talk to strangers, but you should always listen to Seth and Colby.
Oh my God, my pants.
Yeah.
God, my nose.
What's wrong with your nose?
It's stuff on. Sickness is taking over my body.
Your leg won't stop kicking.
Sorry, that was a stress yell. Because I'm all sticky and hot.
Oh wow.
I feel like I've been grizzled and
I want to listen to... Oh, my God.
Wow.
No, 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 no.
Wow.
No. You sick, sick, sick man.
Yes. Thank you, Matthew, for the emphasis on that.
Yes.
I'm going to wait till Shay uncovers hers, and then just say it again. Semen. 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 Penis emissions. Psst.
Oh, my gosh.
Psst.
That's gross.
What is going on?
Oh my God.
Colby, what are you doing over there?
Nothing.
You're like chillaxing.
I turned off my phone. Oh, yeah.
You're like, what's up, dog?
This is how I roll.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so wow. I haven't played GTA 4 in like 3 or 4 days, besides today.
Are you having withdrawals?
I am.
Sad, sad, sad.
Do you
sad
have
day.
A need for speed?
No, I haven't need for GTA 4. Need for speed is all right. Yes,
Need
thank
for
you,
Speed on the PSP is amazing.
Is it?
Yes.
I've never actually played any Need for Speed games.
They're stupid.
I'm not big into racing games, so.
Hello.
That would
be why.
Hello. Matthew, what the heck were you doing?
I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know what to talk about.
I don't either.
Me neither.
I could talk about how on Friday I had to wear a stupid tie and sweater.
Yeah, your Friday mass. How was that?
Stuff.
I had that written on the prep. That's something I forgot.
Yep. Wait, what?
Why'd you have mass on Friday?
On Friday, we had an all-school mass, and on all-school mass days, we have to wear a sweater and tie.
What?
Even when it's really hot outside?
Yeah, they didn't make us wear the sweaters, though.
Oh, okay.
So that's cool. But anyways, it was the graduation mass for the seniors, which no one except the teachers care about. So all the other, like, underclassmen were, like, sleeping.
How many seniors do you have this year?
I don't know. 300 or something.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was in a graduating class of 12.
Anyways.
Hey, I think I had 9.
We had 30. No, 20.
So I went there, but the good thing about that, the mass wasn't bad. All right? Okay. It went by fast, and then all we had to do was just sit there for another hour and a half.
Does my ear look weird?
No. Anyways, that was good because all of our classes, except two of them, was 20 minutes long.
What do you take in all of our class?
What?
Nothing.
What?
That was fine.
Never mind.
Hey,
that was a
killing
dumb
the
joke.
Show, jackass.
Yeah. You said all of our classes, and I said, what's in all of our class?
I said, all of our classes.
Yes. That was the point of the joke, and I had to explain it because you don't have a sense of humor.
I quit.
You quit having a sense of humor, or you quit the show?
I quit both.
You quit both?
Oh, wow.
It's really damn hot.
Sorry. It's really hot outside.
Yeah, it is.
Outside sucks. My room sucks. The show is gay.
We're going to have to go somewhere with air conditioning today.
Why?
Because my house doesn't have air conditioning, remember?
No.
I'm just going to get naked at my house. We're going to work in the nude today, Colby, and if you don't like that, you can leave.
All right.
Nice.
Matthew just said nice. Never mind. I'm not working in the nude anymore.
Good.
Are you coming to my house right after this?
I don't know.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Okay. Whitney, where are you going after the show?
What?
I really don't know.
Everybody's a lot of help today.
Yes,
Matthew
we
and
are.
Whitney.
What? I don't know where I'm going. I don't
so you're
really
just going to go out in your car and just go, maybe I'll go to Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
Or Hooters.
You going to go to Hooters?
I might go and hang out with Steven and Hope after
Steven
the show.
I have no idea who he just said. Steven,
Steven and Hope.
Aren't they like 5 years old?
No.
Steven and Hope.
How old are they?
Steven is 17 and Hope is 16.
Pedophile.
Wow.
Pedophile.
Yep.
What?
No.
He loves children. Little children. Shay, what are you whispering? Get the F on the futon.
I miss Steven. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Shay, I don't know if you thought I was joking. Get the F on the futon. Thank you.
Wow.
It's like scoot the futon all the way
I'm
up
not
to
wearing
the
headphones,
table.
So everything is really distracting now when people have conversations
offline. Oh!
And that wasn't distracting at all.
Yak and do that again.
No.
I'm going to isolate it. Do it again. I muted you. I just muted that.
Damn it.
Nice.
Are you doing okay, Colby?
No.
Do you want to do best of?
No.
Good, because I wouldn't do it.
I need a...
What do you need?
Newspaper type thing.
Magazine.
A newspaper type thing.
Magazine.
A magazine.
Why?
You need a magazine? This is one of the weirdest requests ever.
Shut up.
Okay, he's going to get a magazine. Oh, he's going to do the yak noise.
No,
oh, sorry. Oh, he is. I'm drawing a little guy on this, Colby.
What?
That's a terrible noise.
Wow.
That's not nearly as good as the thing you were using earlier. It kind of sounds like you're a car with engine trouble. Is your nose okay there?
No, I told you. Here.
What was that?
What?
What was that? You told me here.
No, I said it. I know. I told you. Yeah.
Wow.
I'll just talk through this for the rest of the show.
Yeah, that'll sound good.
I know. It'll be interesting.
Wow.
I like having a beak.
Seriously, we need to do more exciting things during the week.
I mean,
we haven't.
We would have if we went to freaking Riverfest.
Because we definitely would have saw cool stuff there.
It would have been better than this. Me sitting here talking.
Wow. Well, there went the record. That was at 138.
I'm not going to write that one down. You got to remember that one.
Okay, I'll remember it.
Yeah.
No, you won't.
This is the last part of the show that's going to be filled with
anger, I
guess. Seriously, I'm going to loop this 20 times.
Wow.
Until 2 hours.
All right, so. Seth, how's it going?
It's going good, Yak Colby.
Really? Sweet. Yak.
Wow.
I don't believe yaks just say yak at the end of their sentences.
They do. I don't know what you're talking about. You're a stupid hoe.
You didn't say yak that
stupid
time.
Hoe yak.
Wow.
Oh my god!
What? What is up? Seth, what is wrong with you? What is going on?
We're just going to live in the zoo for the last hour of the show.
Wow.
Where's the damn camels? Holy crap.
What? What's going on? God help us all, baby.
When you join in.
When you make bird noises or something.
Wah. 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 Wah.
Someone shoot me, please. Wah. In the name of God.
Beat him! Beat him to death!
I don't want him.
You're the zookeeper. He threatened an animal.
He's covered up with cocaine. I don't like that.
He's sticky.
It's a major turnoff.
Matthew is always sticky.
And
it's just this time we finally know what he's sticky from.
Wow, that was inappropriate.
You know what it is? Colby's drinking Red Bull. This is how he gets when he drinks Red Bull.
It's actually true.
That is.
Yeah.
We should just let Colby talk for the next 2 hours or two or 3 minutes. Colby, go ahead and fill 5 minutes of the show by yourself. Oh, that was amazing.
Bravo.
Would you like some music for this?
Yeah.
Yep.
What's going on now?
Oh, I can't tell. Yak!
What? Wow.
It's so damn hot.
You want my fan?
When are we going to redo this studio?
I don't know. We were supposed to do it today or last week or...
This last week.
Or...
What I wanted to do is make these mic cords go so long that we can stretch them out the window.
What has the show become?
You talking through a magazine?
Yeah.
It's not a magazine. It's my workbook. Wow.
I'm waiting.
This sucks.
I'm waiting for you.
Yuck. Yuck.
Drink another Red Bull.
Wow. We got 20 minutes left.
Oh, my God.
I think this is funny.
I have a massive headache right now.
Me too.
Well, I think it comes from, like, drinking 4 cocaine and, vodka.
Yak! Yak!
Oh, gosh.
Yak!
Coming.
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
What are you doing?
Nothing. I moved the thing over.
All right. I'm a little lightheaded now.
He's dying. He's having a heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't drive for the next hour and a half. At least.
Colby, shut up! Gosh darn it! Gosh!
Seth and Colby Show.
This is
Duo.com. You'll never need a TV or radio again.
Duo.com.
Colby Show.
Ah, emergency! Sparks, sound the alarm. To the battle stations!
The crew's battle ready, sir.
All right. Who did it?
You'll stay in those battle stations all day and all night until I find out who did it.
Gonna need some detail, Skip.
Don't play dumb with me. Some thief stole the one thing that brings me joy. My one ray of sunshine in this crappy rust bucket. My happy cake oven. Now, who did it? Was it you?
I know you're not looking at me.
You tell him, sister!
I'm not your sister, dumbass.
No, she didn't.
I'm not talking to hacks like that.
Okay, the crew's not gonna take this, Skip. It's like, remember the Kane Mutiny?
Kane Mutiny? I love Michael Caine. Good night, you princes of Sea Lab, you kings of the ocean.
Oh, not again with this.
People are always asking me, what's it all about, Alfie?
Santa Maria! Again with that oven. Captain, you cannot punish the crew like this. They will mutiny.
I'll slaughter them like a wolf among lambs. The seas will run red with the blood of my enemies!
Take it easy there, Tamburlaine. Sir.
Yes, calm down. I'll see what I can do about finding your little toy.
It's not a toy. It makes real cupcakes with a 40-watt bulb, and there's icing packets. But the secret ingredient is love. Damn it.
Just try to calm down. Go have some pudding.
Pudding can't fill the emptiness inside me, but it'll help.
They may be black and blue, but they are always juicy. Seth and Colby.
Did you hear that one? No. We may be black and blue, but they were always juicy.
That's awkward.
No.
No. Oh. Awkward.
Oh. You know what'll really clear your nose up?
Dying to.
Yeah, me too. You know what'll really clear up your nose? Shot of vodka.
Yep.
Anyway, welcome back to the show. Thanks for sticking around.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Sometimes, guys, don't skip through the commercials because sometimes we do funny things during them. Ah! It's so hot, dude. How are we supposed to do a show in these conditions? It's only going to get worse.
I don't know.
I'm going to start doing the show nude.
I was going to say, it's going to get to the point where everybody's going to be naked on the show.
I got to sneeze. Son of a bitch. Light. Sneeze. Damn it.
Didn't that suck? I hate that.
Wow.
Ah, damn. I hate
my hair hurt too because of your sneeze. Now I feel like I had to sneeze and didn't. My eyes are all itching.
I wonder.
Wow.
You're snorting Red Bull.
Wait.
You snort some cocaine.
it doesn't smell, and it's all Matthew.
Well, it's all over his skin and genitals.
That's awkward.
I'm gonna make Matthew walk around the house naked. Would that bother you?
Nope.
Okay.
Would that bother his mom? Oh, wait, is that your house?
My house.
No. You're
talking about sneeze again!
Sneeze!
Life sucks.
Sneeze!
I can't sneeze.
Do it right now.
No.
I'll throw some pepper in your face. Fuh! Fuh!
I can't sneeze.
Fuh! Fuh!
Stupid Red Bull!
God help us all. Wow. We really need to, like...
What the
video
crap?
We need to quit. We need to quit right now.
You should we do 15 minutes of silence again?
15 minutes of silence.
What did we do? The one time that we quit early because we didn't have anything to talk about, I just put 15 minutes of silence in the show.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome, actually. Oh, man, I got a fart real bad. Oh, other stuff came out. That's not true. I didn't do anything. Are you wearing headphones?
Yes. They're not. It's not.
There we go. Okay.
That one was 1:47 and 30 seconds.
Oh, God, help us all.
Oh, stupid nose.
Me and Whitney are having a staring contest.
That's great for radio.
Seth's gonna win.
Know.
Yep. So wonderful. Damn it, I just lost.
I am God, I'm Alec Baldwin. I don't know what I just said.
Film Actors Guild, we are fag.
Okay, let's see what Colby's doing. He's got a Kleenex on his forehead.
Poor Colby.
You know, Sarah's sick too. I wonder if you're actually sick. We got Benadryl at my house. Do you want some?
I don't know what that is.
It makes you drowsy and or loopy like Sarah was last night. At one point, we were playing cards, and Sarah started to crawl underneath the table next to my couch.
For real. It was kind of messed up.
And then she got like a...
He's already loopy. He doesn't need Benadryl to make him loopy. He's already there.
God, my damn arm! I feel like I'm George Bluth when he's on the monkey medicine. Remember, he took the medicine to make his hair grow, and he's just sitting in the armchair, and he goes...
Wow.
I don't remember that.
What was that?
The monkey medicine.
What?
The funniest.
What?
I don't remember that at all.
That was funny. You should roll.
My balls are so sweaty right now. So uncomfortable.
I wish we could blow our listeners up.
I'm really.
So they could feel our heat.
I'm really glad that, you know, I haven't drunk any of that cocaine stuff.
I'm good in here.
It's so hot, Whitney. Cause we've got to do the rest of the show outside.
No.
It's even hotter outside.
But at least there's a breeze or something.
No, I don't think so.
Going outside.
Go ahead.
I'm doing it.
Woo!
Oops. I broke something.
It is so hot. It's unbelievable. Unbelievably hot.
Colby, what are you doing?
Colby is destroying things in his home.
Yep.
I just want to die.
Do you?
Monkey fetus. Baby.
All right, I am calling the show. Colby is smothering himself with a... Okay, I'm talking.
I hear myself. It's kind of creeping me out. Okay. I'm going outside. Colby, you can join me if you want.
Echo.
Seth, did you turn us on the phone system?
Woo!
Yeah.
All right, good.
I'm going outside. It's hot.
Yeah.
Actually, it's sort of nice out here.
Yeah, it's nice in the rest of my house, just not in here.
You come down on the couch and do the rest of the show.
What?
You come down on the couch and do the rest of the show.
Hold on.
It's only like 5 more.
Call the show, put us in a conference, and then come down here. You know how to do all that?
How to do my
I'll come
ass.
Back up and...
Hey, no. Dude, I know how to do it. I've worked Skype on the Colleen Colton show.
Well, you didn't say yes, you know how.
That's because my mic was off.
Echo.
Oh, I just called myself. Wow, I'm stupid.
No, we only got like 9 minutes onto the show.
Yeah, that's a lot when it's really hot. That seems like 9 hours.
It's not that hot.
It's so hot.
I like how it's an echo. Your face is an echo.
Hello. No, I can't add to conference. Nope. There we go. Is that better? Yes. Now come downstairs where it's cool. Oh. Right, bye, guys. See you later. Enjoy the heat.
Whoops.
I can't believe we're doing this to our show. So. It's amazing. Where are we going right now?
I don't care. We're going downstairs. Way downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah, come on, sir.
Cool. Where are you guys going?
They're going down to Studio B.
Oh, man, you just stole my seat. I'm going to sit over here. It's comfortable over here anyway. All right, so now we're downstairs. I just broke something important. Whitney and Matt, why don't you get on me and Colby's mics? Because we can't hear you in the phone system because I didn't turn you on.
I hear you. So, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, man, it's so nice downstairs, guys. I can't even tell you how nice
it is. Wow. That's cool.
Oh. You know, while we're down here, where's that monitor at, Cole? We want to look at. Oh, that's it?
Yeah, it's used to.
This might not, I wonder if this will make noise.
Hey.
It kind of looks like the older one.
Hey.
Hey.
Who's what man?
I don't know why.
It's on the phone system.
I'm going to go away. He's not calling, is he?
No, but I'm just wondering now who it is.
She's just curious.
He's on chat. He's stupid. Don't pay attention to him.
He's he's listening to our show.
Oh.
Apparently, he's a dumb fan. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Man, I love you, but you're
dumb.
We
only have one viewer. It sucks.
I've got my feet up on a coffee table eating some nuts.
Seth, yeah? I think we should use every show.
Dude, you said you didn't like it on the phone because of Salad Bowl. I told you you were dumb.
It did. But this is so much nicer.
Wow.
I can do it.
Wow.
So this is kind of weird not having you guys up here and we're still doing the show.
Wow.
And Whitney's like going insane
who's
now.
That noise?
Whitney.
What is that?
Wow.
Let me shut the F up.
Hey, I'm Mike.
Wow.
Whitney, shut the F up.
No. Wow.
Hey, I'm Mike, damn it.
Wow.
No, you should start just messing with the sound effects, Whitney, since you do have the power
to do
that.
Ooh, I can. Yay.
Because
no sound effects.
Yes.
Yeah. Hells yeah.
This is what happens when we leave him up there.
I'm going to wear Colby's badass glasses.
Dude, Seth.
Uh-huh.
Can we let them do in the show?
No, like that would work.
That'd be funny. We need to do that. Like have them say, let's kick this pig, and all the numbers and stuff.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
They don't know how to time it, though.
Yep, they don't. Shoot.
Yeah, we got 6 minutes left. Colby, your glasses are cool.
No, no, there's
no way. We just need
you effing idiot.
About, like, or
you can
suck
this.
I thought you said you don't like having
sex.
I'm glad we're not paying attention to
what this old man
hey,
was
Matthew,
saying.
What?
You shut effing the F up.
No!
We're talking!
You maniac!
So?
He's a retard.
You didn't catch him himself, that's why it's not a show. Plus, I'm pretty sure Whitney would kill you after a day.
Wow.
Right, yeah. After it would happen.
I doubt that.
When you've already got a work done, it's your first show. Fine, you guys, you know what? You just finish up the show. We'll be up there and stop the recording.
This is awesome. The end of the show is going to be so great.
We're hanging up right now. I know you can get me back into a car.
Well, that was kind of delayed. Are you having fun, Whitney?
Yes, yes, I am.
Who won?
I don't know. Your mom.
Okay. What'd she win? Wow. We have... Wow. Yeah, we have 4 minutes.
I hung up on them.
You did.
That's awkward.
Kind of.
Oh, man. Sorry, crickets.
Yep, that. Yep.
Holy crap.
What the heck was that?
Holy crap.
When are you coming over so I can F you?
Oh my,
you can suck
you there,
this.
Whitney.
You effing idiot. You effing C-word.
I could not concentrate on what this old man was saying.
I think I've made ejaculate.
Oh my gosh.
You maniac! You burned it up! Darn you! Darn you all to heck!
I love that movie.
What is that from? Anchorman or something like that? No.
Hell no.
What is it?
It's from Madagascar.
Madagascar.
He is a retard.
Yep. That's what Matthew is.
He is a retard.
I'm sorry I don't watch all the cool movies that you guys watch.
No.
What?
No. Go away.
What's keep popping up? No. Are they trying to call back?
No. I'm ignoring them if they are.
So you and me are just going to end the show?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I really want to, like, mess with this, but I'm afraid I'm going to screw it up, so I'm, like, not, but...
Oh, dang it. Didn't want that.
Audio source, cam twist, video broadcast,
tell you that right now.
That's because we just ran out of everything to talk about, like, at the beginning of the show.
True.
Like, seriously. This is why we try to do show prep, and this is why Seth is a douche for forgetting the show prep, because this is what happens when we try to ad-lib it. Wow. Great.
This is...
Wow. No break right now. Just wait. We're almost done. Actually, we have a minute left.
Yep, and they're not going to come up here.
They're not going to come up here, so I guess we're going to have to end the show, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Woody, again, I guess, is really happy about having to end the show.
I really had no idea. I'm trying to think, which one did they use to end it with?
Yeah.
I can't find it.
So I think I'm going to like mess with how the video looks at the end of the show just for the fact that I'm bored. Earthquake. I wonder what that looks like. Wow, it looks like we're going through an earthquake. It's kind of weird. Because Whitney keeps popping in and out of the frame. Wow. Bullet hole? What's bullet
uh-oh.
Hole?
Uh-oh. We're what? Almost... Uh-oh.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
I have no idea. The show's over.
Would you like to participate in the Seth and Colby Show?
Wow.
I can't end it right because I don't know where it is. Wow. Where's the music?
I don't know.
Oh, how sad. Seth, I need you. Because I don't know where the music's at.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.
And now it's like comic book with bullet hole in it. And we're shaking like we're in an earthquake.
Nice.
Yeah, it's actually looks pretty cool, to tell you the truth.
Seth!
I don't think they're coming up here.
I don't think so either.
And we're out of time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're trying to figure out how to end the show because Seth, of course, doesn't teach us anything because, well, he's a douche.
Yeah.
So we're trying to end the show, and I'm going to try to fill this time up while Whitney looks through some stuff. And wow, thanks, Whitney. I really appreciate the foghorn. Foghorn. So, any plans
for this? Oh my gosh, I need sleep!
Whitney, are you done? All right, while you're looking for that, are you done with school yet? Like, is it finals
Hells
week?
Yeah, I've been down for since the 6th.
Well, that sucks. And I think they're coming up here. We're trying to end the show, Colby. Hi, Colby. Thank you for returning.
Where's the music to end the show?
Yeah.
Where is it? I want to know.
How about...
No, I want to end it.
Get the F out of my chair.
No!
Get the F out of my chair.
Wow.
Break your bottle.
Oh my gosh. I bet she appreciated that.
Okay. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you for coming up here.
I missed the sound clips for like the last 2 minutes, so it's like pretty damn boring.
Yeah.
Yep. It's pretty hard to run a show, isn't it, bitch?
Did I ever question your authority?
Yes, you did.
When?
Colby, say your damn line.
Let's kick this pig
in the face.
This is the Seth and Colby Show.